Sun hacks.
Ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Kevin Federline to my Justin Timberlake, Nick Capper.
Hell yeah. K-Fed. Man, I love K-Fed. Yeah. He was sick.
You seem like a big K-Fed fan.
Yeah. He was like the dancer, and then he went straight in music. He probably couldn't sing. I didn't listen to the song.
No.
Was it good?
What, there was just one song?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think the title of that song was? Just make something up.
K-Fed and Through Life or something like
that's
that.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
I don't know.
We're on fire already.
And
I think our guest wants to join in on the conversation. We have Nath Valvo with us today.
Did you do the little Britney reference because of me? Was that little Kappa intro just for the gay guest? Yeah. Oh, wait. Better include a joke for Nath. Let's talk about Britney's exes.
Did it work?
Yes. I'm so happy. You've really made me feel warm.
I love pandering, so you know.
But that's just the difference between us, isn't it? You've mentioned those two gentlemen and Kappa doesn't mention Britney.
No.
Talks about K-Fed and his single. Who cares, mate? Just Britney's ex. That's it. Father of two kids to her.
We did have a huge list of gay references. And
you've burned them all. They're gone.
And then we thought, oh, if we do K-Fed, he won't pick it up.
I know. I was going to say the Meryl Streep to my Barbara Streisand, but I thought that was a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Look at that. That was like a three-tier joke. There about gays, Jewish people.
Jews,
you just kept going there, man. Holy shit!
What is it? The guy who went missing to my Olivia Newton-John.
What?
Her husband went missing.
Yeah,
he faked his own death. He's been missing.
He's been on a yacht for a long time. One of those yacht deaths.
Yeah.
No,
Natalie Wood.
No person ever dies on a yacht. It's legit. Never legit.
No. They never just fall off.
No, you can't just die of natural causes on a yacht.
Yeah, because was it Christopher Walken and the other guy killed Natalie Wood, but still to this day, they're like, oh, I think she just had a little too much to drink and fell over. That never happens.
Never happens.
Yeah. No.
And if she does fall over, she's right there.
Yeah, and it's like that. This is like that Ashley Judd movie, Double Jeopardy.
Oh,
someone
yes.
fakes their own death on a boat.
Uh-huh.
I've been watching a lot of Ashley Judd movies in ISO.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, what?
Because
two?
There's just a
how
lot of them.
Ashley?
And in all Ashley Judd movies, it takes place in like a small town near water and she's in trouble somehow.
Yeah.
All Ashley Judd movies are the same. It's something about an ex or a husband.
Yeah.
And she comes good at the end.
Right. Mainly based on James Patterson novels, I think. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Looking for a Murderer.
Yeah. Along Came a Spider.
That's the one. She's that one.
Yeah. Which is the one where they have all the girls tied up in the basement in the prison.
That's Kiss the Girls.
Kiss the Girls.
So you wouldn't think there's any difference between that one and the other one, but there is slight differences. I don't know what they are. But anyway, the last time I saw, I want to talk very quickly.
Yeah.
The last time we kind of crossed paths outside of comedy was at the Beyonce concert in New York.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That got cancelled because of a storm. So we're all at a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
First time ever at a baseball stadium for me.
The Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, right?
Right. So they... All of a sudden, how many of us were there? 50, 60,000?
At least, yeah.
Like packed baseball stadium.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this speaker comes on with like this guy going, you all have to leave and evacuate and go and hide in the hallways of the stadium because there's a big storm coming.
It was fucking nuts.
What the hell was that? No wonder why there's a COVID outbreak right now, considering this is how they deal with an actual emergency.
Yeah.
So they huddled 50,000 people into the ramps that you have to walk up to get to your seat.
Yeah. And first of all, I would like to clarify, I was there for Jay-Z, but thanks for
okay, sorry. The Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. So many toilet breaks for me, that show.
You don't want a gay guy thinking you're a wuss that you're there for Beyonce. You got to prove you're a man.
Exactly, Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life. I didn't know anything else. It was brutal, man. And it took us, I think, to get from Jersey back to Manhattan. I don't know about you, but it was about a five-hour journey.
Yeah, man.
It was just a story. Mike told me that they said over the announcement, are there any entertainers in the audience. And apparently you guys got up, did a tight 10 each and then sung Islands in the Stream or something.
Yeah. DJ Khaled brought us up and he was like, comedy.
Islands in the Stream. What a song choice. What an absolute banger of a song choice.
It's a good duet. It is a good duet.
Man, how much money can we raise on the Patreon to see you guys sing that?
I think it'd be good. Can you sing?
A little bit. Why was that song even on your mind? Is it because he died a couple of months ago, the guy that did that song?
Yeah,
Dolly
he's been
Parton?
On my mind ever since.
Okay. Oh, Kenny Rogers.
No. I, to be honest, I was just thinking of duet songs. That was the first one that came to mind.
It's a good one.
And there's also, I was going to say the other one where Ebony and Ivory. But I thought in the current political situation.
Yeah.
Tweet that. Go on.
So I went straight to Islands in the Stream. Yeah.
See, he's so woke.
He is woke.
What a busy little mind there is behind that very slow voice.
So many laughs.
Behind everything.
That's an insult, but it's too good not to laugh at. I'm going to take that.
I'm so nervous. I can't lie. I don't listen to podcasts with comics on them.
Well, you can specify. You don't listen to our podcast.
I don't listen to podcasts with any comics because I like seeing you guys at gigs and I like keeping it at that. Yeah. I don't want to then leave the gig and then put headphones on and then listen to more of you.
I agree.
You're not offended by that.
No.
I have a big respect for you, Valvo, because I never see you at the shitty open mics or just trying out material or whatever.
It's a nice way to call me a snob.
Yeah. You think you're better than us?
you always walk in with your boat shoes and your jacket and you tell
boat
me...
Boat shoes?
Yeah, you tell...
Are you mistaking me for an uncle or a man on a yacht?
A yacht, yeah, you're going to murder some lady.
You always say, hold my keys, I'm about to go on, and I hold your keys. And,
you do. Yeah. Very sweet.
But I never see you like... People like me, I've got to try out heaps of things. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you just pop up, they're like, Valvo's hosting tonight. And I'm like, I wonder when this is all going to collapse on him. him not trying out his gear at the open mics, him not doing the grinds. And then you get up and you fucking kill it. And I'm like, I want to know, what are you doing?
When Valvo? Has good material worked at an open mic? Nothing works at an open mic. So why bother?
Yeah, true.
But you just, sometimes you just got to say it out loud and just go, oh, well.
Yeah, that's what a shower's for. Yeah. That's what the car ride to the show's for.
To an actual paid gig.
Yeah. Come on, man.
So that's why I respect you. You're like, look, I'm not going to fuck around. I'm not going to fuck around with all the fucking sweaty dorks and the thing.
I don't know. It's not about that. It's just about there are comics, very many comics who I respect that need to jump on stage to figure out where to go with something.
Right. Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You come in fully formed.
I like. I
with
don't
your
say
your shoes and your vests.
Hold my keys. I also haven't worn a vest in a very long time. I don't know what photos of me you've been looking at. I just make sure I know the joke before I would never go on stage without knowing what I think the punchline is.
Yeah.
Punchline might change.
Yeah.
But I do that. But then sometimes it doesn't work.
But of course, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yours seem to work a lot more.
I think you're just
seeing
it.
These are more questions you need to ask yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, what a prick. But I'll take it, you know.
Anyway, so I was like, shit, I better listen to this podcast. Yeah. So I did on the way here.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. I kind of got the gist. Mm. I saw the Nick Cody photo the other day, the bald Nick Cody.
Yes.
So I pressed play on a random episode. I pressed play on the Andy Lee episode. I don't know how old that one was.
A few weeks.
Not that old, yeah, a few weeks.
And I'm like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? I heard about the wheel. And I've got anxiety now. My hands are a bit shaky since I've walked in.
Well, we should say.
What the fuck have I done?
It's not that bad. And the thing is, you know, we thank anyone with a career like yourself that comes on our show because we've had Andy Lee recently, Nick Cody last week, yourself now, Limo recently. That's all well and good. And sometimes we'll ask acts that kind of for, you know, like ourselves, middling to, you know, not huge careers. And they'll be like, no, I don't feel comfortable. And we're like, but you actually have no profile whatsoever. So what the fuck are you worried about? Yeah.
Everyone cares about this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I have two questions. I'm so sorry to the listeners. Oh,
should I say the premise?
Yeah, do that.
I'll do the premise.
For me and the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. So the premise is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, camera roll, notes, or search history. If something comes up that you don't want to talk about, we'll just cut it from the episode. Sick. We don't have a bell anymore, so we're doing a safe word. Any safe words in mind? Any handy?
K-Fed.
K-Fed.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Yeah.
Man.
My safe word is the most dangerous man alive, K-Fed.
All right, K-Fed is the safe word. So just yell that out if something comes up in your phone that you just want cut. Totally. Okay. But what questions do you have? What is the...
So my questions are these. All right, that's good. That's answered a couple of the questions. Now, yeah. I apologize to your listeners who have loved you since episode one. Uh-huh. What is the worst hack that happened to you, Kappa, from this podcast?
Oh, there's been a few. There's a few.
What got the most heat?
Oh, there was one I got... I had to do a Facebook status. Uh-huh. Mike got me to do a Facebook status that said, Nanette, more like, no, thank you.
That sucks.
And I got a few messages about that because I think it was in the heat of all that stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And it was early days for us, so people didn't even really know we were doing this shit, you know?
Yeah,
so
they just thought it was legit. One episode of the podcast had been put out then. So, people still didn't know. And then plus, I've told this story so many times. Once again, apologies to the listeners who've heard this a million times. So I had people commenting on it who disagree with it, people sending me messages going, man, I know this is for your podcast, but this is extremely disrespectful. Plus, I think I'm friends with Hannah Gatsby on Facebook, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And surely she would have got the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not that precious. No.
But and then the funniest thing was watching my friends argue in the comments. Like, I've got good mates that didn't like the special that were agreeing with me, and then other mates that were arguing with them.
Uh-oh. How embarrassing for them.
I know. Who would have thought some country fucks that you grew up with weren't Nanette's demographic?
It's just not comedy. Yeah. Just not comedy. You're like, who cares?
Yeah. And what was the one that copped you the most
heat? Man, I hate anything that targets my parents. So, like, we've sent plenty of texts and photos and random shit to our parents. I asked my mom if I could have my foreskin back at one point. I asked my dad.
You seem
so proud of yourself there, Kappa.
And she had no idea what the fuck was going on. She was like, what is this about? Are you okay? I was like, oh, it's for a podcast. She said, what's a podcast? I said, it's a radio show that no one listens to. So yeah, now we're just fucking numb to it, really.
Yeah.
And we've had to really kind of be creative and branch out and target businesses and stuff now.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Because, you know, now is the time to target businesses.
It is. Oh, we're raging against the machine.
Let's
over
get
here.
Get them.
Dude. We're like the Run the Jewels of the podcast world.
Okay. Shit. All right. That's all I wanted to know, really.
Yeah.
Was
those
two things.
Yeah. Well, it's fair enough. I mean, out of those four, we kind of told you before, you know, we go through these four things, and you said it's all pretty much fair game, but your search history might be a little bit dicey.
For
but
fuck's sake.
Yeah. But other than that...
I've been very bored.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, there's the classics, the face creams and the plastic surgery stuff, but you know...
Face cream is innuendo?
Absolutely not. Actually, yeah, no, it's really not. I swear.
I was like, I knew the face cream. I'm a plastic surgery. What's that innuendo for?
No. Sorry. Genuinely just meant looking up beauty regimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the worst time to look at someone's history. You can't look at someone's phone history after 12 weeks of lockdown.
Okay, yeah. Is this
cruel?
I'm guessing it's not due to depraved shit. It's due to, like, this is incredibly embarrassing that I've been looking at this. Yeah. Is that right? Mm.
I'm also a bit of a hypochondriac.
All right.
Ah, yes.
So you've had COVID a few times.
I mean, you know, I technically am in the little hotspot down there in West Brunswick, but let's talk about that another time.
You could have told us that before you arrived.
No, I'm actually out of it by one street. So
you're good?
I'm all good.
Yeah.
We've got Valvo live from the bubble.
But, you know, I mean, like, if one of those,
the bubble,
if, one of those like, if the army rock up at my house, I'm not going to say no to a test.
No.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, what did we do last week?
Well, you alluded to it before. We had Nick Cody on, and we got a fantastic Photoshop done by a fan of the show, Andy Bird. He did Cody completely bald.
I thought he looked hot.
Did you buy it though when you saw it?
Yeah, I did actually.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Because it's within his wheelhouse to do something.
Of course it is. It's just like Nick Cody would have shaved his head, taken a pic in the Virgin Lounge on his way to business class somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just Nick Cody.
Of course. It's because it's kind of an MMA fighter, like Joe Rogan-esque style thing to do. And so everyone fucking bought it. It went off like way more than we thought.
It was crazy.
So many goddamn comments and like either people saying, oh, it suits you and you look good or what the fuck have you done? And my favorite thing was the hashtag that said I was balding anyways. No one really commented on that.
That does happen to many gentlemen. They just get to the point where they're like, I'm just going to shave it myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird thing. And that's what I said to Cody was that I thought that he was going bald when Mike said that. And then I saw him in real life and I'm like, he's actually got a great head of hair, but he's the kind of guy that looks like he's going to be bald.
Yeah.
Does he know what I mean?
Bald like, face? You know some dudes just have bald face.
Yeah, There was also those guys in year level that were bald in like year eight.
Yeah.
You know those guys with the receding hairline in year seven?
Yeah.
But you're right. It does seem like a Nick Cody thing to be bald by 15.
Yeah, like a guy like him wouldn't have such a bushy head of hair.
Mm. Oh, he's got a thick mane on him. And I think with redheads, it's especially dicey to go bald because they have weird spotty heads.
It's just the cost in sunscreen alone to have that much skin showing.
Yeah. It's even more brutal, outside. So, fuck, ton of people bought it. He's left it up. So go look at his Instagram or his Facebook to see all the comments. There's other Photoshops done. Someone turned his head into a kettlebell.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's pretty good.
I haven't seen that.
That Reed Parker guy.
Great. Yeah.
So,
his head is a kettlebell.
Yeah, it is. So, fucking go check that out. That is still up. Also, Capper had me send a text to an old acquaintance of mine from Perth.
What does that mean?
Just a dude I've lost touch with.
But drug dealer?
Drug dealer.
The backstory in this is crazy, and we put on the Patreon as fucking...
Yeah, the immediate fallout was Capper had me message him, vaginas are the best. Right, you know, we're late 30s over here. It all checks out.
I don't know why, man. Every time I look at it, I laugh because my girlfriend, I accidentally said vagina instead of vagina.
Yeah.
And I've done it a few times and she always cracks up and I'm like, I've got to do that in a hack just for me, just for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of things we share in relationships.
Yeah.
What are we going to do to Mike?
So I hadn't spoken to this guy in a few years, and then within 10 minutes, he texted back totally. So he agreed with vaginas being the best, you know?
I mean, what can you reply to that?
Yeah. I left it. So I fucking left. Yeah.
Totally.
I didn't respond.
For me, grammar says a lot.
Yeah.
Was there an exclamation point? Was there a full stop?
Like, no, it's just vaginas are
from him. From him.
Just totally no exclamation point, nothing.
That's a nod.
And a capital T.
Yeah. Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All caps would have been cool as well. But so capital T.
Totally.
That's what I meant. See, grammar says a lot. I think he played it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just left it. I was like, I'm not even going to try to explain this. It's so stupid. You know, I just won't respond. And then a couple days later, I got a phone call from him. And this is why you have to get on the Patreon. So we're going to save it as an exclusive for the Patreon. The phone call was weirder than anything I could have imagined. he really turned it around on me. Let's just say that. But yeah, get on the Patreon. It's only $5 a month for 4 bonus episodes. Might as well get the plug in now. If you can, just get so
it
much.
It is the weirdest
content.
Fucking story. And he hadn't told me prior to this. What this dude, how he knew this dude. Yeah.
I can't
whatever.
Wait till you tell me off air because I ain't fucking signing up to your Patreon here, guys. Oh, you've done the hard sell.
It's the sells for you.
Turn the mics off and just tell me, please.
We'll do it for the duet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's absolutely happening. Yeah.
So the fallout from that was extended, but yeah, just jump on the Patreon to get that 4 bonus apps a month, especially videos, and I think I've pushed it enough.
Yeah.
And we should probably, you did oral, which we'll explain if we get into that later in the episode.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, I'm in.
But should we get into the phones?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So, Valvo, I spin the wheel each time so you can hold on to your phone for now. Traditionally, I go first, so I'll hand my phone over to you, and then eventually you'll hand yours over to Cap, and Cap, I get to deal with his piece of shit Oppo. I don't know if you're familiar with the NASA-level technology Capper keeps in his pocket.
I took a video with it the other day on the Phone Hacks podcast. Instagram, and everyone said this was definitely taken from Kappa's phone because it was fucking blurry as shit.
It's so bad.
And I was like, oh, maybe I should get a new phone.
It sucks. Do you know the brand even, Oppo?
It's the biggest selling phone in India. Mm, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a hook. It's a fair way to go for a cheap phone, mate. It's like, how did you get it?
Well,
India. You
get
India.
It in JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, all right.
$300. I've had it for like 2 years.
They pay you $300.
I said, is this a demo model? And they go, yeah.
All right. So I'll spin the wheel to see what you're going through on my phone, Valvo. And it looks like search history.
Ooh.
And like you said before, it's been a long few months.
It's been a long couple of weeks.
But I think there's actually like a lot of just mundane shit in here as well, because I just look up anything.
We'll decide that.
Okay.
See how like cocky I'm getting now? Like I'm all part of this podcast. Yeah. What am I doing?
So just scroll through, we'll find something.
You know what you should add to the spin?
What's that?
Just looking at the app someone has alone is funny to
me. Man, because I was just about to say, look, we're going through your phone next, but you have two Commonwealth Bank apps. What the fuck is going on there? How much of a fan can you be?
No, my dad made me buy shares last year. So many. So that's like, hello, mum and dad investor over here. So if I click that one, it tells me how much money my shares have made me today.
Man,
I make like 60, 70 bucks in a day.
That's pretty good.
Before you were trying to say that you weren't an old man and you haven't worn a vest in years, but
hey,
they send you a vest when you get shares?
I can check my concept app from my yacht.
Yeah.
Oh, with my satellite phone. Anyway.
Well, I think the apps thing is good. And
don't look at my apps. Now I'm looking at my apps going, what have I got here that's embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine.
Several different TikTok accounts.
I don't have TikTok because I'm not a pedophile. So that's why I'm not into that. Moving on.
The apps thing is good. And one thing we've never done that we've talked about is YouTube search history.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should do the apps thing for your next guest.
Okay.
Pass it on.
So just scroll through the menu and see what they have.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
So you just go through my search
history. Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, I thought I was playing a game.
No.
Sick. This is fun.
Yeah. So land on something you think will be
straight up. Here we go.
All right.
Chris Dahlia.
Yeah.
So what did you want to know? Here we go.
Yeah.
Why are you
Mike
nervous about this?
This was before this is before he went down and I was just a huge fan.
The next search is how did he get away with it? So this is a bit weird.
Well, he didn't, did he? Yeah.
Good.
How do I not do what Chris Dahlia did? He is obviously just been very canceled.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. The thing is, I think he'll still do live shows until he's fucking dead, but just all his media shit is gone forever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I did a tweet making fun of him and I needed his image for it because I did a fake text message from him saying I did a show with Chris Dahlia and the warning signs were there because of the text message from him using the photo I used on that search was I say, great show, thanks for having me on. And then he responded, do you have any pictures of you in a school uniform? So it was, and that tweet went nowhere,
really.
it's like a few retweets.
That's the true devastation of this story.
Everything
that's been revealed in the last couple of weeks is that your tweet didn't go off.
Yeah, so I'm the victim there.
It got some decent stuff, but I thought Mike can do better than this. I thought it would be a more creative idea, but I still had a bit of a chuckle.
Dude, someone messaged me thinking it was you. Like you made this fake text message and had me put it up as a prank, and I was like, oh no, I guess I'm just devolved into...
That's the ultimate insult, isn't it? Going, was this doctored from Kappa?
Yeah.
To insult you?
I thought this was phone hacks. So, yeah, that was that
this one.
This one
could be, well, who knows what conversations you and your fiancé are having, but you did search ASICs in inches.
Uh-huh.
So,
right.
ASICs in inches.
Yeah.
So he wants to know in inches how big an ASICs piece of paper is.
Well, because we were doing printouts of my dick and
your wedding invites were a pop-up book.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you reprinting your wedding invitations?
She did actually have me Google that because she had some ASICs drawings that she wanted framed and wanted to know the frame size in inches. So another fascinating insight into the
keeps getting crazier for you in lockdown.
Why did you search shack with women.
Okay. All right. Can I just say, first of all, I could never understand, but I still stand.
Shack with women.
Shack with women.
All right. I'll explain.
I can't just jerk off to women. Shack's got to be there.
So.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's the basketball player.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking of like a hut.
Oh. Were you thinking of that?
Oh, fuck. How have I ended up more embarrassed about this? Sorry.
And I'm so cool, I spelled the huts with the S-H-A-Q.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, sorry. Oh, yeah, him. This is weirder. This is way weirder than a hut with women.
Yeah, they're both
true.
Odd.
I understand the hut with women. Oh, no one can get out. Where'd the key go? Yeah. Is anyone else getting hot?
Yeah.
I understand that,
I forgot the name of the B-52 song, Love Shack, and I thought it was just Shack with Women.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Oh, the shack with women. It's a little old place where we keep women in checks.
There's an Ashley Judd movie about that too. Oh, she has to get them out.
Didn't sound as threatening. It's got like palms and stuff and a shack on the beach.
Yeah, they all look pretty relaxed, Ashley Judd. Let's leave them alone.
Fuck.
Stop trying to rescue them. So you got a little kink for watching Shack with men. No, with women.
Oh, well, that
sorry, that
cool.
was my search.
That is so good.
I'll explain this and then maybe one more because this sucks. This fucking sucks too. I was going to tweet. I thought I'd find a photo of Shaq, like, you know, with his arm around multiple women. Yeah. And I was going to tweet Shaq's wives matter. But I didn't because not only does that fucking joke suck, but I couldn't find the image.
Oh, thank God. Sometimes higher power does step in. Hey,
K-Fed. I should have K-Fed it there.
I'm not a religious person, but someone saved you there. And the final one I will pick.
Yeah.
What's a general theme that pops up in his search histories, you think, Kappa?
Mike, he likes to also try and find celebrities that have kind of let himself go a bit that he used to have a crush on.
Oh, like Shaq.
Yasmin Bleeth came
Yasmin
up.
Yasmin Bleeth, yeah.
Baywatch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, Pamela Anderson. Oh, yeah,
I want to look up Hobie.
Hobie.
Is it Hobie from Baywatch?
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Wonder how he's looking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because for a whole generation, he was like...
The beach
he was the man.
He was a first crush for a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you... Who else did you have a crush on... You know,
when I was a young
lad.
The blonde one in the Backstreet Boys, Nick.
Oh, really? Nick Carter.
Nick
Carter.
Nick Carter. Yeah. Not Aaron Carter. Not the brother.
No.
Yeah. No one's interested in.
He's
in,
all
in
meffed the, out now. Isn't
yeah,
he's
all meffed
he's not
up.
Well.
No.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jonathan Taylor Thomas on Home Improvement?
Oh, JTT.
Man. JTT.
Yeah.
You know he's only like 5'4" or something.
Oh, really? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My sisters were also conveniently obsessed with him, so their bedroom was covered in JTT posters, and I was absolutely fine with that.
Oh,
man,
shit.
That became the JTT shack.
I'm going to JTT with women. Yeah. Sorry, I'm now searching on my phone.
Home Improvement, build a shack.
And also on JTT, what happened to him?
I know. He was going to be the
absolute
next biggest thing.
Absolute superstar and then nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'd be fascinated to see what he looks like now.
They always get
it's another time.
Yeah,
those kids stars in the 80s and 90s, they'd always get in some childhood movie where they befriend an animal of some kind.
Absolutely,
like, you know what I mean? Like a bear or something like that.
Yeah,
and it would go straight to video. Absolute piece of shit. But they just used to make so much money out of it because it had someone like Jonathan Taylor Thomas in it.
Yeah. There's a lot of them on that Disney Plus app. I'd got the free trial for 2 weeks and it's just nothing but that. Just like, 80s and 90s movies with a pet and an actor that you can't really remember but you should remember that actor from somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
That's every single movie on Disney Plus.
Shit.
Is an animated feel-good movie about an animal.
I'd watch.
You know? There was one called The Biscuit Eater.
Oh.
And it was just like a dog and like some very happy person holding the dog. I'm like, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that movie,
They're
Disney.
On MDMA.
Yeah. It's a movie about pingers. But let's talk about this.
Okay, one more.
Big, dumb, straight guy. Can plastic go in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yes, it can, you dumb fuck. Well, what's wrong with you?
No. Ain't not all plastics. That's my
all right.
That's my protest stance.
Hey, can plastic go in the microwave? I still don't know the answer to that.
I think
the dishwasher.
Dishwasher. Well, it has to say dishwasher is safe. Apparently, like the microwave plastics as well. Otherwise, you know, it gets melty and all fucked up. And because we just moved into a place with a dishwasher, first apartment I've lived in with such, you know, highfalutin. Yeah. Technology.
The dishwasher.
Yeah, the dishwasher. Yeah. And I didn't want to, you know, melt all the plastics.
I like it how you fucking I like it how you're like, bad boy Mike, I gotta tell people that I'm not going to see Beyonce, strictly Jay-Z. Yeah. But then you still Google shit like, can I put plastic in the dishwasher?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's a fucking hard knock life.
It's the one song, you know. You sound like me on the way to that concert. Oh, yeah, can't wait for that Hard Knock Life track. That's an awesome song, Jay-Z.
Did you guys see each other at the concert?
No.
We messaged. Okay. Like, the plan was to meet up, but then it turned into such a nightmare scenario that it was just like, fucking. We missed our flight the next day because it took us so long to get home. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just like slept in just barely and then just missed the flight out of JFK. There's more storms the next day. We were stranded at JFK for the night. It was like, Beyonce like ruined that trip for me.
Tweet that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you tweet that for me. Anyway.
I'll tag her in it.
Do it.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because she checks Twitter. That's one thing about Beyonce. I know, she spends her day scrolling, looking for a compliment like the rest of us. After a gig, she goes up backstage and looks for someone who complimented her on Instagram like we all do.
That's the thing. It's so, when you see someone tweet something where they're like doing a takedown of like a huge celebrity and they're like, at Ricky Gervais, I think you're wrong about this, you know? And like, I guess he does probably check his mentions.
I think he searches his own name.
Does he?
Yeah, I think there's people that have gone Ricky Gervais on Twitter but not tagged him but just said his name he's replied.
Fuck.
So he's searching his own name.
Yeah. I think open mic comic Roland Hoffman, he got destroyed by Ricky Gervais.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't tag him or anything. And just wrote a tweet and then, Ricky got in. Okay.
Gervais is the wrong example, man. You know, Jeff Bezos or something.
Yeah,
I
think Gervais and Russell Crowe. Apparently Russell Crowe.
Searches.
He'll search you out. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's pretty sick.
That's kind of sad though, is it?
And it's kind of fun. It'll be kind of cool to have the Crow talking to you, you know, or Gervais, you know.
Yeah.
Even if they are insulting you and then it'll be kind of like, hey, you know.
I win.
I'm going up in the world.
All right. So, you can put plastics in the dishwasher, but make sure you put them on the top shelf.
It's good that people learn things from this podcast,
too. We're educational.
I'm becoming a fan of this show. It's first time I'm listening.
Man, the Patreon's only $5.
He said, boys, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Spinning the wheel to see what Capra gets to go through in Valvo's phone.
Oh, now he's near the hotspot, so I'm going to put some hand sanitizer on.
Yeah, we got the hand sanitizer right there on the middle of the table. It is notes. We are on notes.
Yeah, I mean, do it.
More of a chance than I have it than you. All right, so we got some notes, do we?
Well, you got to pick up that microphone.
You don't have any embarrassing notes, do you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stand up.
I'm looking like, so I haven't written stand up in ages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't care about it anymore. But maybe.
I mean, there'd be some old ideas. You're still punching in anything. Like you said, you go from notes over to Twitter.
Show me the goods, mate.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
he's hesitant, which is scary.
I'm freaking. I'm just like, fuck. This is. Oh, man, don't. I'm genuinely completely freaking
fine. Remember, you have KFED on your side.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I don't even care about KFED. It's even just you two finding out. what did you just press on?
Oh, look at this one.
What's that one?
I'm gay. Fuck, man. This is crazy.
What an insight.
I just write that note every day in case I forget.
That's good. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, you can stream my show. I'm happy for you right now. Remember live comedy?
Oh, there you go.
An Instagram post or something?
Yeah, because can I tell you why? Yeah. I fucking hate fixing spelling in Instagram.
Ah.
It's too clunky and you try and select words and I can't. But if you write it in notes, then you throw it over. But that's good. You've just plugged my podcast.
Yeah, that works.
Thank you.
You got a podcast.
Sorry, it's a podcast of my live show from last year.
The ABC.
You search ABC Comedy Presents wherever you get your podcasts.
And ABC is going well. So
editing in Instagram, that has never been a problem.
Comments.
What kind of first world problem shareholder world do you live in?
It's a boat shoes and
look, this is
world.
A little secret us people in the ComSec app talk about is how to – no, I'm kidding. Oh, no, I just like it to write it there. Yeah. It's easier.
I get it.
Oh, this one's good. Dad using the barbecue to avoid talking
to
anybody.
He's found stand-up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What is it?
Dad using
– Dad, so it's classic Valvo so far.
Dad.
Dad using a barbecue to avoid talking to anyone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Is that in the show that should have happened this year?
No, I haven't done that one yet. Okay. Is that open mic level yet?
Check with the open micer.
Okay, can you read out the rest and tell me if you do that?
I don't know if I do this to 10 people in a dark room. It burns everything, but everyone is happy with the agreement. Eating charcoal is better than hearing him talk about stopping the boats.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
All right.
That's good.
Solid.
I like it. Man,
Can you do that at an open mic for me and then come back and report?
Yeah, I can do it.
Can you please do that?
To try out your jokes.
Can you please do that? That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. That'd be cool, man.
All right, go do that bit for me and report back.
Well, this bit kind of speaks to me because I've...
Which bit?
Your dad using a barbecue. Not that bit, but dad's... Now barbecuing is good.
Okay.
But I'm from the era. I'm 37. I don't know how old you are.
36.
When barbecues were just shit, dad would burn things. Your mum would bring out a pretty ordinary salad. And my mum was a good cook, but she still brought out the same salad every
time. They just fall
time.
Apart at the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you just eat it and it just wasn't a joyful experience. Now everyone's doing the smoking. Everyone's putting nuts in salads.
Shit in foil.
Yeah,
you know when some cunt puts a fish on the barbecue in foil?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fancy pants over here. sorry, that's about
Americans love that shit, that style of fish. It's, I forget the name of it,
Imagine serving someone fish.
Yeah.
Imagine thinking that's an okay thing to do. Imagine inviting people over to your house for a nice time and you give them fish.
Yeah.
I made a huge mistake once, and my girlfriend and I talk about it all the time, right? Went to an RSL. You just go to an RSL. You get like a palmy or something like that.
Yes.
I got a bark-cooked trout or something like that, like barramundi.
Mate.
In this bark.
Yeah.
Took like an hour and a half to come out. So long. Worst fucking meal I've ever had in my whole life. But I thought I would go outside of the...
Did the last post play while you were eating it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to really give the vibe of the meal?
This is the last meal you'll ever eat. And I'm like, what a stupid mistake to make. You only stay basic in an RSL situation.
Of course, right. Chips.
You get parma or a steak. That's it.
Sausages. You're even rolling the dice with the steak, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Parma.
Yeah.
Ordering a salad or any type of fish, you're not going to be satisfied. Yeah.
This one's weird, man. This is a total non-Valvo joke.
All right.
Celestial ball of flames and lava. And then it's got, are you the sun giver?
The fuck?
Holy shit. Are you speaking in tongues?
That? What the fuck is that? What time was that? Can you get the time something's written?
It should say.
7:27 p.m. So I haven't dropped yet.
No. Yeah. What's
are you the sun?
Did you do
Are you the sun
ayahuasca
giver?
Recently? Is this
mate, I can't lie to you. I have no idea what that is.
Wow,
18th of March, was that pre or post COVID?
Like right when it's kicking off hard.
Right when it's kicking off.
I don't know. I'm guessing, are you the sun giver?
Yeah. what the fuck is that?
What? I have no idea what that is, but go and try that.
Okay.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, yeah. Go say that one as well, just as is.
That'll
crush.
There's your catchphrase right there.
Are you the sun giver?
What the fuck?
All right. We'll have one more little one.
Yeah.
What the fuck
okay,
is that?
Gay dads. Just got gay dads.
Gay dads. oh, no, that's not funny. That's notes from me listening to my show recording doing the Adelaide Fringe.
Oh,
so it's
really?
Like a set list? Ah.
So I'm listening back to my show, writing notes about how to make it better.
Right.
So that's a boring.
Shit, that's, bitch, call back with the with the Kinder photo.
See? Call back with the Kinder photo,
okay,
mate.
That's a good tip. That's a good
shit
tip.
Bitch.
Yeah. When I wasn't calling myself the shit bitch. I wasn't being, I'm not hard on myself in my own notes. But like, shit bitch. I cut myself with a little razor.
The shit bitch.
You shit bitch. You can't do comedy. You can't even do open mics.
Call back with the Tinder joke, you shit bitch.
Man, I'm about to bring you on soon. This next shit bitch doesn't even do open mics.
The shit bitch is a bit of my show where every group of friends has a shit bitch.
Right.
The one that you don't actually care if they're there ever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They get invited out of politeness.
Isn't right. that weird? I often talk about this, the liability.
Oh,
the liability friend. You know what I mean? You just
very funny. I like it. That's funnier. I'm going to use that. It's a good word.
But do you do the line if you can't think of the shit bitch in your group of friends, you're the shit bitch?
Mine is if you get asked to take the photo,
yeah,
you're the shit bitch.
Oh, that's good.
Way better.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think of a shit bitch at the table right now.
I don't think there's ever a shit bitch at a podcast. I think it's basically everyone there.
We're all shit bitches.
We've had a few shit bitches on in our day.
Have you ever had a guest that was just so boring? I mean, I haven't been amazing, but have you ever had someone that you're like, this is so bad you didn't even put it on?
No, because we're desperate to get episodes out.
And then plus that person would know.
Yeah.
Anyone can agree a third of the episode should have been cut.
Yeah,
no, I mean, most of them pretty good.
Must be good. Yeah. This is top shelf, by the way. Yeah,
I think this is boring. I think I don't like this. Nah, this is shit. And I get competitive, and I don't want to be like a boring guest.
Well, this is what happens.
Is great.
This is not funny. Why don't you?
Shit bitch was good.
Why don't you tweet something?
That's the end of the episode.
You're going to tweet something on my Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable with that because I want it to be entertaining.
So we'll get into the hacks.
This is entertaining. It's good.
Okay, I don't know. See, I get worried that this isn't funny.
All your Commonwealth Bank apps and your, what is it? What is it? The ball of spherical... the sun is the giver.
Can you screenshot that? Can you make that note? But the thing is, there's a really... Where was it?
What if it's just disappeared now?
Where is it?
I think it was up.
Oh, there it is. You know what this word is? I think I tried to spell celestial, but I just typed a bunch of letters.
Yeah.
Celestial ball of flames and lava.
Are you the sun giver?
Yeah, it's like a fucking incantation.
I don't know. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't get high. The fact I call it marijuana should show you that I don't do drugs.
Hey, kids, got any marijuana? Yeah.
I didn't see I stumbled to even call it.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what was happening there. I think the only thing I can think of is, are you the sun giver? I think what I'm trying to say there is the giver of life.
Right.
The sun, the central thing to having life.
Right. It still sounds like an acid trip. Like it's
weird. Yeah, that is so weird. That's not a gay thing, right? Hey, you celestial ball of flames, you'll be the giver tonight.
I mean, if it had ball of flaming, are you the giver?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's a gay note. Yeah.
Celestial. Man, you got to bring that in the vocab.
Sorry,
that's
get back into it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, so done. We better hand over my phone now.
Oh, the Oppo, of course.
We're running out of time.
Sorry.
No, that's good,
no,
man.
No, it's fine, mate. That was great.
All right, so spinning the wheel to see what I go through Capper's phone.
When I do figure out, by the way, I will let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to dwell on that for a while.
Yeah, a long time.
Capper, we got draft tweets for you. Dude.
Draft tweets. Okay. I've been trying to come up with a few lately.
Yeah.
Been trying. But
you've been tweeting a bit.
Yeah. I go...
What else do we have at this point,
I've been tweeting a lot as well.
I get so much validation or not from my tweets.
Yeah.
And they go nowhere. Chris D'Elia, Shaq's Lives Matter. They stink.
I was an atheist before you told me that story. I was like, there is a God out there looking over Mike.
All right. How many awards can a pie shop win? That seems like a solid tweet.
That is. Yeah. I think that's a... I think every Australian comic has thought of that.
Yeah,
at
I know.
Some point.
Oh, is it a thing?
Yeah, that's why I went in the draft. So I was like, someone's...
Oh, you'll come back to it.
Yeah, what is it with pie shops? So, Mike thought it was a good idea, but it just shows how hackneyed.
What? the pie shops there.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was hot. Were you being sarcastic?
Yeah, I didn't realize pie shops were known for their awards.
Yeah, the guy's got heaps of awards. You know the country ones? Always got like, this one.
They've always got like best lemon slice 1976.
Right.
The weirder one is how many of them have been awarded the world's tidiest town.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that sign a lot.
Yeah.
Tidiest.
Like clean.
Cleanest.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, but I've seen that several times on my comedy journeys.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
How many times a year do they give out this tidiest town award? And in the whole world?
Yeah. And that's just because you have like chain gangs of criminals cleaning it up.
Not even that. It's just because there's no one that lives there to drop anything.
Yeah, exactly.
When
your
town is a traffic light and a post office,
they're all elderly. No one's graffitiing.
No.
Yeah.
If you drop something, everyone sees it in the town. You know what I mean? They all know you.
This one seems... I don't know, right up your alley here, Valvo. This is hats off to any dude who's tried to fuck a pizza pocket.
Does it finish with, are you the sun, give up?
Yeah. Celestial beings.
It is a celestial ball, a pizza pocket of flames. If you do bite into it, it is like lava at the start. Man, that's a really good tweet. I should have thrown that one out.
But what you're doing here is you're kind of revealing that you've thought about fucking a pizza pocket. Right?
That thought doesn't come from nothing.
So run us through the process here.
I can't remember.
Were you really horny or really hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it hats off because pizza pockets are scalding on the inside, or are we talking straight out of the freezer?
I think it's because they're hard on the outside and then they've got the soft center.
See, he's thought about it. He's thought texture and everything.
Of course. I thought, yeah, I mean, like pocket, the word pocket can be pretty hot.
Yeah,
depending on the context, but pockets... I get pocket.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now, probably the only thing that stopped me is the heat.
Yeah, because they're scalding. Valvo just did a spit take. That's fucking amazing.
There's always something on the pizza that's way hotter than everything else.
Yeah.
There's always that that bit of pineapple, that bit of tomato so much hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you the sun giver?
Yeah.
That's never going to get old. That is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. All right.
Well, no, the pizza pocket thing's great. It is, but it's usually the center is like molten lava, right?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't put that out. I don't know. Throw it out now if you want.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll get Valvo to tweet that one.
Oh, yeah?
That's off. He's trying to fuck a pizza pocket.
That's pretty good.
Hats off. If I saw a dude fucking a pizza pocket, I'd be like, oh, sir. Oh, gentleman.
Would you tag Ricky Gervais and see if he responds?
Hats off, bro. You ever tried to fuck a pizza pocket?
Do you reckon Ricky Gervais has ever tried to fuck a pizza pocket?
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Very funny.
One more draft tweet. There's a couple Bill Clinton ones here. You obviously
finger on the pulse.
Yeah. I keep up with the times.
This is, I'm guessing, due to the Epstein doc?
No, I did a deep dive. I watched the Epstein doc.
Yeah.
Then on SBS, on demand, we're not sponsored by them in any way. It's one of my favorite channels ever.
It's a great channel.
They've got this six-part or eight-part Bill Clinton series on Monica Lewinsky and him, and it's great, called The Clinton Affairs.
How
it's
tame so would that good. Be now, though? That fucking story now, if you're like, oh, you know, Trump.
Yeah.
It's just that he got a blowjob from an intern.
Oh,
right?
But there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of other crazy stuff involved.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was gate. He had a gate, like a financial scandal with real estate or some shit.
Yeah,
but
a lot of
he was
crazy
also
shit.
Going to Epstein's fuck island all the time. He was, he's definitely not the cleanest of dudes.
There was a bit of other stuff came out, but it was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think it was sucked at the time because Monica Lewinsky got such a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
But she's now become kind of an icon.
Yeah. And you just think, well, that's happened now, but this was like 20 years ago. She would have been disgraced for like 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's a terrible thing for a person to go through.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so basically the tweet is, it's weird all of Bill Clinton's Bill Clinton's wrongdoings were eclipsed by the fact that he could play the saxophone.
Yeah, because it was.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's one for the political nerds, that point.
Yeah.
And Arsenio.
Clinton was down on the polls. He went on this cool late night show, played the sax, then everyone voted for him. Yeah. And it's just that simple.
it does show you how fucked the 90s were. Like, yeah, look, he cheated on his wife, whatever. He possibly killed a dude. But he can play the. Look at him in the sunglasses. He can play the saxophone. That's cool.
Did he possibly kill a dude?
Yeah, there was that dude who committed suicide in his staff.
Linked to that financial system. Yeah.
The real estate scandal.
With the real estate scandal and Whitewater. Someone linked to that died.
Oh, shit.
Suspiciously.
Mm. Right. But it's not like Bill Clinton bare
they
hands.
Said like one of those like suicide in inverted commas deaths.
No, Bill did it. He had a suit on and everything.
And then he just fucking riffed out on the sax.
They found a balaclava in his office and a knife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's it for the phones. Should we get it?
He had a saxophone that shot bullets.
Then it just wouldn't go straight in your face.
that little bit of sax.
Shot at the other end, Mike. What are you, an idiot?
That little bit of sax that they get rid of the saliva that comes out of. They found that on the body, DNA.
Yeah. He left his reed.
That's it. Stabbed by a cigar.
That's it for the phones. Should we get into the hex, the pointy end of the episode?
Yes.
So wait, it gets worse?
Yeah.
It gets worse.
It gets better, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the celestial ball is only heating up.
I am the sun giver. So I'll roll the dice first to see what I have to do this week. It is a 3. So that is a Facebook comment or a deep like on a random's photo or status on Facebook.
You even know where you look for your phone then. I was like, oh, did he lose it?
Yeah, that'd be bad. All right. So in honor of Nath being on the show, I'll put in N-A and see if there's anyone that comes up. Okay. Here's someone from Perth that did comedy about 15 years ago and then now runs a production company. And the last interaction I had with her was I did an ad for a bank in WA. And she was like the...
Don't tell me, man. It'll be insider trading if we chat.
So we want to go with this person?
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to do photo or a status or what do you think?
I mean...
I want a photo of her with a man. Okay. If there's some sort of like couple photo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So it's like...
Man, it's too like it's too crook to write on a girl's photo.
Oh, especially now.
Hats off to any dude who's fucked a pizza pocket.
Yeah. Well, there's a photo of her with Russell Brand.
Nah, still too cool because I could see that you would like that.
Yeah.
It needs to be like you're potentially got a comment about the guy she's with. You're trying to tell her something here.
Oh, right. So you have something
this is
in
good.
Mind.
Wow.
You know?
Looks like we've got a new host here. This is a scheme.
If she's just hanging out with her boyfriend and then you like it, and it's from 6 years ago.
Okay,
what do we got?
So I'm just trying to find one with her. And okay, well, this looks like her wedding photo.
Oh, yeah, mate, done. Okay. It's her at the altar holding her husband's hands.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, that's a wedding photo.
And it's also from December 2015, it looks. 2014, sorry.
Summer wedding.
So it's like I dug back to 2014, a wedding photo.
You were trying to find out if she was single or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And for a wedding photo, it's only got 18 likes and no comments. Oh, that's
grim.
That's not great.
That's not grim. Good.
Why would you get married?
What a dork.
I mean, that's the only reason I protested for marriage equality is for the social fucking media post when I finally do it.
Your proposal photo would have got 10 times that.
Oh, crush that. all right, so what am I saying pizza pocket? What am I saying?
Oh, no, don't say pizza
pocket. Just a like.
What about
just a like?
Mate, the like of of someone who has many, many close female friends, the thought that will go into it from her end that she copped a like.
Yeah.
Because I thought, is this too jokey?
Well, the deep
you might
like
think
is
if it's
fucked.
A joke if you go, damn. Like just write damn. Oh, my
God. Just damn?
Just damn.
I'm so uncomfortable. I don't like this. You do this every week.
Yeah.
I feel so uncomfortable.
We're dead. Our souls are dead.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that, you know, that look in our eye when you see us at a decent gig, not an open mic?
So a lot of different things can be read into
this.
That's what
I mean. It means you think she looks hot.
Or, yeah, like, damn. Or it's like, damn, you got married in 2014.
That is so brutal.
The deep like was uncomfortable.
Is that too brutal, damn?
Nah, look, it's done.
Come on. What have you done to yourself?
Oh, man. You're going to get a bank ad soon.
Oh, it's good. If I screenshot it like that, you can see like the lovely.
Good luck, brother.
Very uncomfortable.
That was insane.
Yeah, listeners to this podcast, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, they're sociopaths.
You can't enjoy this. You can't be on a tram right now comfortable.
Damn. From 2014.
And also, what guy says a girl looks hot in her wedding dress?
Damn. It's a sexy wedding dress. Your husband's going to give you a good time.
The thing is, like, sometimes we'll do this shit and then it won't be till like hours later I'll be like, damn. What did I fucking do?
Damn.
Yeah, I'll let it sit, but that's it. I'll let it sit for a few hours and see if she responds and then maybe I'll just pull it. Yeah. Capper, roll the dice.
All right. Fuck. I got him so good. Whenever I get him good, he like... really comes out swinging.
Ah, but two, you come out all right again because that is oral.
Okay.
So, Valvo, to explain this one to you, it's like fuck, marry, kill. So it's a bit of a get out of jail free card, as in nothing happens on the socials.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn. I want that one.
Yeah. And it's I give him three options. One person he goes down on, the other one goes down on him, and the third is the only person he can speak to for the rest of his life. All right. Yeah, so right. Basically fuck, marry, kill.
We had like a meeting with a podcast label that was like a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And they said, listen, we like what you're doing. We'll give it a few listens. We'll see if we can sell it on the sales team or whatever, right? And then last episode was me talking about George Calambaris giving me head and me rubbing his bald head. And I'm like, say goodbye to that.
Yeah. They're coming through our content just going, we can't find a sponsor for any of this shit. Yeah.
That's the thing they're going to play in a boardroom.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Oh, yeah, he's not on MasterChef anymore, so there's not even a cross promotion you could do.
No. Yeah. MasterChef promotion. Speaking of Calambaris.
Yeah.
MasterChef is on tonight at 10:30.
Yeah. So, okay, your three options for oral this week.
Okay.
Ted Bundy. Serial killer Ted Bundy.
Mm. Okay.
Al Bundy.
Okay.
Serial
killer Al Bundy and the Bundy Bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The big Bundaberg Bear.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. So the Bundaberg Bear isn't going to be good to talk to. So it's crossing that off.
Maybe that's because it's the only person you can talk to for the rest of your life. I don't know. Might be a good listener. And it's
according
just
to some of the ads,
yeah,
pretty cool to hang out with.
Oh yeah, it's
life of the party.
Yeah,
party
bear. That's true.
Rocks
yeah.
up to the bar and everyone does cheer.
Yeah. So it's that Bundy Bear that can talk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He could talk.
Does the Bundy Bear?
He's got a big bear dick.
Yeah. Is the dick hairy?
Yeah.
Because I might
it's
have
a bear
to suck
dick.
It.
Well,
it's a bear dick.
B-E-A-R. It's not,
yeah, so it's got a hairy dick. Sorry.
I mean,
this is the stuff we go through every week and it's become normal for us. I'm just like, okay, I'm thinking of the bear's
dick. I mean, I have sucked off a bear before, but it has a different context in my world.
True.
Oh, yeah.
But that's for another day.
Oh, yeah. Would you go through a bear phase?
A little bit.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Just a little one in my 20s.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go through a bear phase.
Oh, why not?
I thought you were either bear or you weren't bear. But you can go through a bear phase.
I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pizza pocket phase. You just look at them one day and go, what would happen if I threw it in?
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely cozy. okay, so, well, then I'd probably talk to the Bundy Bear.
Okay, because he's a party bear.
He's a party
bear. But he's got a limited vocab.
He'd give me rums.
Okay, but this actually paints you into a corner for your next couple options, though. But okay.
Ted Bundy. Well, Ted Bundy killed a few people.
More than a few.
Yeah, he killed a lot.
Yeah.
So he could probably suck my dick. But then again, he would be good to talk to.
Right.
Very interesting. And I would like to find, apparently he's quite intelligent.
Yeah.
Fuck, this really throws me a corner. But I'd probably actually, out of everyone, I'd probably suck off Al.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he works in a shoe shop and he's got a pretty – he's pretty grumpy all the time. Maybe yeah.
Star quarterback of the Pokeye football
team. Yeah, yeah. Maybe the lips of the cap might – put a bit of brightness in his day.
Give Peg the night off.
You'd be Peggy, but in a different way.
Peggy. I'm being Peggy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd suck off Al. Plus, he gave me a lot of laughs when I was a kid. I thought it was a pretty naughty show.
So you suck off Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill. Great on Modern Family as well. And then, so Ted Bundy, serial killer. They always say how handsome he is, but I'm like, he's a normal looking dude. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely no Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Ain't no JTT.
I can't wait to look up JTT once this is over. Fascinating.
Yeah, the bear wouldn't give good head either. So I'm forced to talk to the bear.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the way I go.
That's how you going with the Bundys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Got through that one.
He got the one I wanted.
I mean, you could always interject. Would you go that same route?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah fine. Same. We'll go with that.
So, Valvo, what we do with the guests is we have pre-planned hacks. Obviously, you don't have to do shit. This
good.
Part of the fun is just floating shit and seeing if you want to do it. We've already kind of floated the tweet idea with the Ricky Gervais probably fucks Hot Pockets, but you have to tag him. But just to see if you
can. I wonder if Ricky Gervais has ever fucked a pizza pocket.
Yeah,
pizza would that pocket. Be it?
Yeah. That's pretty good. It's so weird.
I think it's funny. This isn't me covering it up. I think it's funny if you don't tweet him.
Yeah.
Okay.
As in add him.
Yeah.
Because then if he still finds it, that's even more incredible.
Okay.
Because he's done the search.
Okay. True. And it's such a random
It's such a random thing. Is it? Do you feel uncomfortable in that? Is that a bad thing? Because you're kind of a bit more public.
Yeah, I mean,
is that bad if you write?
What is it again?
I wonder if Ricky Gervais. Hats off to. No. I wonder if Ricky Gervais has ever fucked a pizza pocket.
Yeah. So there's that.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's an option.
This is what I left my house for today.
Your hotspot.
Yeah. I've left.
Sorry, man.
A COVID hotspot for this.
Well, obviously, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. There is, Capper, did you have any other suggestions for Valvo?
We had the work one.
Yeah, the work one. You know how on Facebook, you probably don't post on Facebook.
I don't use my personal Facebook anymore.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Is it still exist?
The it's there. I think I used it maybe a couple of weeks ago to plug my podcast.
It's just for Messenger, basically.
Yeah. I use it for that.
Because, you know, on the personal page, you can do like life event and said started a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you could do started a new job at McDonald's in wherever Fitzroy. And then the caption would be desperate times call for desperate McMeasures. Yeah. And the thing is like...
he's loving it.
We have this dude that
Would your mates believe that?
I don't know how many of my mates... So this is my personal page.
Yeah, your personal page.
I reckon they maybe would, to be honest.
Yeah. I almost think the joke sells it more because you're like, yeah, I'll take this job,
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's continue on.
Well, because we have a dude that does the Photoshop that did the real good Nick Cody one. But it was hard. Like I said, if you could put Valvo in a McDonald's uniform.
Oh my God.
But it just is slightly off. It just doesn't. But it's almost so funny because it's...
Who the hell is that? Who is that?
It does look...
What's happened? I mean, I'm not bagging the guy.
Yeah.
He's done a... I mean, when I say who the hell is that, I meant the body.
Yeah.
What body is that?
I don't know. He just Googled McDonald's employees and then... But there's something slightly off about the image. It just doesn't quite work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. So I think the life event, but then started a job, McDonald's, Brunswick, whatever. And then Desperate Times called for Desperate McMeasures.
Yeah, do that one. Do that one.
Yeah.
Which just made me laugh. And I want to see what family members fall for it.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I don't know. Can you do it from your...
Oh, okay, hang on.
So you go to
this
your Facebook
This just shows
app.
You how...
Anyway, we can put it on after. But, man, thank you so much. That's legendary.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So you go... Oh, yeah.
If you go into the profile and then there's just like life event when you go to post status...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, we'll do it after.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do it
this
after.
Is very boring.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
But we'll do it. Yeah. All right, we'll do it.
And then leave it up for an hour and then just screenshot it or fucking pull it down.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming on. So you have the ABC stand-up special.
Yeah,
I've got
to have a listen to that. Why not?
Man,
yeah.
It's so good. You're such a great performer.
Thank you.
It's so good. I can recommend that to anybody.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Some
That's
guests
lovely.
We get on. They're great guests, but not good comedians, you know? So,
I was the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm a great comic. Yeah. Terrible podcast guest.
Oh, dude. No,
your stand up is a celestial ball. You are
the
giver of
giver.
Laughs.
That's going to stay with me for a long time. And I will report back if I figure it out.
Anything else to plug?
That's it, that's unfortunately. It. That's life.
Stand up.
Come and say good day to me at Brunswick Macca's.
There you go. Yeah. You know, you're working the graveyard shift.
Yeah, happy man. Meal.
It got me on the drive-thru. Drive-thru assistant. Worst one.
At least you get a little headset and stuff. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, we got the Patreon that we plugged before. Capper's got a stand-up special out, and we still got shitty merch for sale. So hit us up for that. As a birthday gift, fan of the show, Jordan Day got a bunch of merch from us. So look at that.
Yeah.
Flying off the shelves. Thanks again, Valvo. Yeah, let us know how that one goes, and we'll talk about it next week.
See ya.
See ya. Bye. Fun Hacks.